We're looking at the Rav Moshe on Av Gimel. So he has his kasha. So now he's going to say his mahalach. So he starts off with the shach and samaches. So the neighbor shach simon samaches of katan habet hay. Is a beer maimel tanagurlis velakli. So you have a case over there. We're doing eerie klirishin onto the tanagurlis, which the consent over here is going to be dam, and on the kli as well. So Kasav tears up sheyes oisim akli shemaim bolim in a tanagurlis manivlu akli b'yesh matirim shkarnisano hamayim kishish b'chol adyanus kam shegiel akli. Okay, so the lashon of the terzov. Okay. The water absorbed down from the tanagurlis and it goes into the kli. Right, so by the time it gets to the kli, it's ready klisheni, which is not mavliya. That's lashon of the terzor. Okay, so that's Lavush. The Shach, when he quotes it, then he says, if that's the pshat over here in this din, that's the case, and that's the pshat, it's shrier, because why did the Ramah in Sif Yud say he's not considered irui kishin pasuk akiluach? Because the Mechaber is discussing two shittas about that over here in Sif Tezvov. So why does he have to discuss it in Sif Yud and say every number pasuk one way? The Mechaber is going to bring two shittas about it. So wait till Sif Tezvov and over there say what you hold, etc. So that's the Shach's kasha. So he says, you know, that's not pshat in this din, and I have another pshat in the din. So 1 second. Why is this called Nitzik HaKiluach? This is a case where you're pouring on the tanagurlis and the kli is onto the kli. The past is the case of the Rambam was talking before. Lamikri ilay el kasholi pasak hakiluach with chivishin shiragul amata. The pasak kabar, it's not called iri red oasis. That's not the case where you're pouring from the kli in the hot water. You tilt the kli up. So whatever water is coming down is hitting the tanagurlis. It's already nitzik hakiluach. This scenario, it's still attached. It's just hitting the tanagurlis and then going out to the kli. And the Shach says that's the machlokes. That's the dinim before. And this dinim sifyon is this machlokes over here according to the Lavush. That's machlokes and tesvav. What's one side of the one to the other? Vice versa, the Shach calls that nifzak hakiluach when it hits the tanagurlis and then it goes into the kli afterwards, even though it's all one continuous flow. So Moshe, just from cashpinning out the thought process of the Shach. Hey, before Shechoshim Zeh HaShach LeNifzik HaKiluach Ashlo Nifzik Mamish V'yeshli Kishur LeKlirishin. Before Shechavaz Dasham Shemar Shlo Nifzik LeMekushim Klirishin Shrek Hikshur Gamal HaShach Zeh Lo Nifzik HaKiluach Shemesim Tzari Beis. Then the Shach says, okay, you know what? So I got a kasha. If that's the scenario that they're arguing about, that's the two shittas that the Mechaber is bringing, like the Lavush learns, that's already sif, what's the Ramah doing in Sif Yud when you're going to see it over here again, more explicit than Sif Tezvav. Then the Shach says maybe the case is that the Tanagurlis is in the Machlas, the era al Tanagurlis al Machlas biyachad b'yin shayir lo nifzik al kiluach nizkel b'pam Machas, all the tanagurlis, all the machmas. So that's a doichik. Why? The pshat loshem mashma hachik klal. It doesn't sound like that's the case. The case was over here on the irumayim, all the tanagurlis. Yesh mishoyis and yesh mishamater. So the past case, you're pouring on the tanagurlis and then it's flowing off onto the kli. Not that you're pouring onto the tanagurlis and the kli b'bazachas. So it doesn't like that pshat. Thank you. And anyway, if that's the case, that's the Ramah in Tzadi Hesiv Gimel Pshitas Deshori, because that's not considered a Kli Rishon, right? So why would the Ramah not say that? If that's the, I need the Ramah should step in over here and say Mutter something like where's the Ramah? That's the scenario. So he says different shot over here. We're not discussing the Kli, we're discussing the Tanagarlis, we're getting involved in Iri Bakla considered like Kli Rishon at all. It's the Matir Mother Rashbam. It's a whole different shot in the din. But Al Kaponim, the Shach is Nachis to say, he discusses both scenarios which we've been discussing. A case where it hits directly onto the item A and then it's Nizkal to B, or hits A and B simultaneously. And he says that he calls the first scenario that it goes on to A and then it goes to B, he calls that Nitzel Rekibor. That's a new Lashon. And that's told in the regular Machloikis, the regular Din, that Nitzel Rekibor is not Iri. And a case where it would hit both of them, he says that's the Ramah. Now, he himself argues the Ramah later on. But his point is that can't be the case over here. The case is not you pour A and then it goes to B. The case is maybe A and B. It can't be because the Ramah later on said, hey, it's not the case. You should say something over here. So it can't be the case. So what's the case? You got it all wrong. We're not discussing the Kli, we're discussing the Tanagarlis. And the Matirim is Tir Kavishan. Rashbam, Tir Kavishan doesn't know anything. Okay. That's the Tzachim Tari and the Shach over here. But Al Kaponim. Okay. That's his suggestion. Because he didn't force me a shot to be shil ha kishu like a rishon levad lo nechshav lo nisak hakiluach. The fact that it's still connected back to the kirishon is not enough. El bima kiluach who al shnei devorim mixes all hanagarlus who mixes all the machvas, that's called lo nisak hakiluach when it hit both simultaneously. Now the Shach suggests that Pshat would answer my kasha. I called it a kiluach. No, it hits both. It's not called a kiluach. Oh, fine, good. That's not Pshat over here for a different reason. But mitzah the shitas hitting A and then going to B is called nifsek. Hitting A and B simultaneously is called loy nifsek. Of a kiluach who rakal tanagrelus the bad and misham nizkal alamachlus nechshav nifsek a kiluach asher mekusher. I still connected back to the Kribishan. Mishum the Mafsik, Shakiluach lo yelach yosher elakli. Because since it went to the Tanagarlis first, and only from there it ran on to something else, that's called the Shakiluach. Kishikazay and Oklum. Aye, Tzadi Bey Zion, where we call that the Shach is nobody's arguing over there that that's the Ramah is saying that it has a din of has a kayak of Klibishan Dim of Leah. Okay? Everything sounds good, right? Yeah? So, he makes this very nice package, which we need to understand, right? But let's get the words of the package, right? So he says, in a case where it hits both simultaneously, let's call loy nifsek hakiluach. The case where it's nizkal from the pot onto the ground and it flows onto the ground to the next kli, that's called loy nifsek hakiluach, because it's not doing anything. Elohim, what? It's cooling off? No, it's not cooling off. Right? But over here, where it's hitting the Tana Gerlis, then going from the Tana Gerlis onto the other Keli. Or the case of the Isser Heter, that it's hitting, pouring from Kli Yisr onto Kli Heter. And then it's rolling off the Kli Heter onto another Kli. That's called the Nisach HaKiluach, vis-a-vis the second Kli, it's called Nisach HaKiluach. Even though it's still Makusher back to the Kli Rishon, it doesn't help. It's interesting, the Lashon of the Goyin. Rashi doesn't bring this, but the Lashon of the Goyin in Sadi Hay and that Ramor, so the Goyin in Chav Beis, the case where you poured Mayim Roistim onto two Kelim B'yachad, as soon as it touches the first Kli, it's considered Kli Sheni. So that which it goes after to the other one is Kli Sheni already. So it doesn't do anything to another Kli. So the Goyin saying even the case were hit both simultaneously, which that's even a bigger Kiddush. But this is the story that we're saying. Right? Okay, now, why in the world is this case any different than the case in Sadi Beis?
So with your dosi,
what's the chilek? So Rav Moshe, in the Hemshech of the Worm, we would hope that he explains, he doesn't. So if you got to the end of the siman, you didn't get an answer to the question, that would be helpful. It would have been helpful, it doesn't help. It seems to me, and this is just my suggestion, and Pasha that works in all the cases that he discusses, except for one. That his point is when there's a pool that the Kli is doing, or not the Kli, the Mayim is doing. It's a different situation when the Mayim is doing nothing. So when the Mayim is using its kayak, as it were, to be maflit from the Tana Gerlis, or to be mavliya into the Kli, and then it rolls off somewhere else, that's already a Kli Sheni. When nothing's happening, it's just flowing off and going somewhere. It's like it's being mavliya into the ground. That's not a significant halachic event. So Rav Moshe dons that like nothing. That's just being mekusher back to Kli Rishon. Now, why in physics that should make a difference, I do not understand. But it seems to me that's the chiluk that he's saying. And it seems to fit into almost all the things that he quotes, the cases that he discusses along the way. So it's a theory. I'm sure you're rhyming on the problem. Right? It seems to be the chiluk. Okay. So that's step number one. So we just introduced now a diak in the shach, which Rav Moshe holds is very compelling, that we have a scenario where clearly there's the shach is saying that there's a nizkal which is mekusher back to the Kli Rishon, and it has a nifsak hakiluach. So now this is not Rav Moshe's model that he was saying in the Ramah. Right? Rav Moshe was saying in the Ramah that the Mokim where it hits says a kayach to be mafut mavliya to be mavashel. That which it goes afterwards cannot be mavashel, but it can be mafut or mavliya, but it can't do both. Right? That was what he was producing in Moshe's mahalach until now. Now he's saying that we're saying that this is a different Nakuda. This is called Nisach HaKiluach. It means because it's not Nisach HaKiluach, according to the Shach, it can do everything. Right? So I want to know, in the scenario of the Ramah in Sadi Beis, according to the Shach, once you accept Ramosh's understanding of it, that's called Loi Nisach HaKiluach, even though it's not where it hit the ground, moved on the ground, so that Hemshech can be Maflit and Mavliya, and it can be Mavash, it has Alakaitis. Right? Not like you were saying before in the Ramah, but the Shach is saying it's called Nisach. Okay. Al Sever Ashach Oid Kiddush, the Beiri Gadol Shehalach Mixes Al Tanagarlos Mixes Al Machlus. But then, but the Shach has suggested a pshat, which he said is not pshat, for other considerations. When we saw the din, he felt it would fit the case that it hit both. So the Shach is suggesting maybe the case that they're arguing about the case where it hits both simultaneously. Okay? So that's called Lo Nifzak Kiluach. So what's the Machloikis? I mean, the Shach doesn't for Ois. The Farsha says it's not Pshat because it doesn't fit in the Cheshbon of the Sugya. It doesn't fit because the Ramoah before in Sef Yud should not have mentioned Sef Yud, etc. He has Rayas to it. But in Lamdas, he's not discarding the Pshat. The Pshat is Shayach in Lamdas. There's practical reasons why it can't be true. So that'll be the case that we're discussing. And that's the Machloikis between the Matir and the Oyster. So according to the Oyster, we get it. Right? It's one Makkum, it's Lo Nifzak Kiluach, it's Mafin and Mavliya. So it's Mafin from the Tanagarlus and Mavliya to the Kli. So where the Matir? What's with the Matir? But Tama Machloik is who? Im Mikim and Shabbatzim who Klisheni Murak are a maker whom a Vashul and a Mafin of Leah. The Kain who rock Mamokim Hamagia, while Mokamacher, Ashagam Shom who Meshach Akiluach. Right? So, yes, I can say that there's it hits in one spot, and then it continues. So, that spot can be Mafin of Leah and Mavashul. But not what's beyond it. Okay, so what's the... Like I said before, there are more. There are most cases that hit here and then it spread. Over here, it's hitting both. So what Moshe is saying is, any water which is hitting A is not hitting B. Our physics tells me that yes, it's a big pouring, it's a big splash, and it's hitting both things simultaneously. But the water which hit here didn't hit here. So this water can be maflim of liyam of ashel. Beautiful. So if it's the geya on the tanagar itself, it's maflim of liyam, kachas into that tanagar, takes it down, puts it back in, you got a problem. That's not what we're discussing. Right? We're discussing, according to this chapter, we're discussing the kli. So by the time it gets to the kli, it's a kli sheni. So that's one argument. A shemeshah kiluach u'mokim mechud, or no, this whole area which it's hit is like Hill was asking me yesterday, like what's the spot? So a little different scenario than you were discussing, right? So I have this big splash of water which covers an area of 4 square inches that hits one babas office. So the first side is each drop of water hits one spot, and that in that one spot, it's a gavur rabba, it has a kachim basho maflim of liya, but that's as far as it goes, right? So each one is hitting its micrometer of space. Say so, no. It's I hit 4 square inches. That's one maisa. So within that maisa, mamish can do all the good tzach. Right? So where the material? Shemeshach hakiluach u'mokim echad. Mekim the mavashal ad the maker who al kol hashetach v'yachad u'mafli mokim zeh mavliya b'mokim ha'acher, as long as within that spot. So that would be the oyster. Ma shach says the yeshul farish gain chad shalosh lemashim hachi klal. Boy, the bedin and zeh kasher ma besim pshita the shori. The ain yirik lemishim mamash yas the shivul them and zeh mize gain hu gufurish kiri biarti. Okay, that even though that's true, that's what he's asking, that the material are going to have to come with the argument of the Ramah, which Ramah said b'pshitas. How can you say b'pshitas? Over here he's saying two shitas. Over there he's just saying b'pshitas one side. So what's going to happen over there? Okay, now, but the Shach himself doesn't agree with the Ramah. Within Zeh Hapolikar Shachal and Ramah B'Simon Sadi Hei Sivkot Nchav, B'Sarv Shakiluach Hu Al Shnei Akelim Mixes Al Zeh Bilz Zeh Maflim Of Liyah. Um, Okay. So the bottom line is that the chaim started, but halfway through that paragraph, to recount from afar, shatam biarti the rock called mixes hakiluach al mukayim my mafdim of liya v'loy kol hashatach. Rashachatz a polig al zeh. So that's what they're arguing about. So maybe that's shatno isrim. They're arguing this point. Do you look at each spot? You look at the whole shatach as one big thing. No, that's not the pshat, because the Ramah in Cheshbon doesn't work. Al Kaponim. Next paragraph. Eksha Neima. However, you answer that question. See, the Shach server, the Meshach HaKiluach, who can mock a mechud, mafli kli zem, of libra kli acher. Okay, so the Shach, we're saying in a case where one splash hits the whole thing at the same time, within that mokum, it's mafra from here and mutzma to there. We don't look at each drop, we look at the whole thing as one unit. So it can be mafra from here, mutzma to there, and that's the Shach in Sadihei Sivkot Mechav. But at the same time, the Shach and Yudches, and what he's saying over here, that's only where it all hits the Basachas. But if it hits in one place and then it flows to somewhere else, that's totally different then. That's like he says, Viter, and it's cotton. We have Kli Basar, Kli Chalav, and the Kiyamu Tarmitam Napranat. So, in a case where it's Naki, it's Maflim of Leah. It's Maflim from one of Leah to the other, but that's already Napranat. Now, Pasha is the way Rosh is understanding the Shach. They don't have to be touching to do that. As long as the water is splashing and everything, whatever area the water is hitting at one time, everything happens within that area through the water, regardless of whether the kalim are touching each other or not.
Is this how he's answering what he said before? It sounds very similar. It's very different because they were touching, but now the Shach is touching.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then he's involved in the Himati Masber, the suffix of the Shach at the end of his Kotnikov. Again, this is all in the Shach, right? He's still standing with his Pshat in the Ramah. I mean, the Shach is arguing on the Ramah. In Sivkot Mechav, right? And the way he's been mafla the Ramah before is because mamash the mukim where it hits, it's a mafla mavliya, etc. And wherever it goes to afterwards, it's a mavliya, but it's not a mafla mavliya. And the Ramah looks at that scenario, which that when it's hitting both, each drop is hitting its spot and only its spot. So the Ramah's case, the Ramah's case is the case equivalent to Menischel. Each drop is equivalent to Menischel. So when a case where it has to do two pulas, they can't do two pulas. In a case where all you have to do is one pula, which is Sadi Bei Zion, one pula could do it. But Sadi Bei Zion, all you have to do is Beliya. The Shach has an argument, Sadi Bei Zion. No, but Ramosha's ma. No. He's Ramosha's ma. So that heals. That's called Lo Nifsek HaKiluach. For different reasons. According to Ramah, there's a difference between the spot that it hit and where it went to after. That's true, but it's a big splash here and there. It's a big splash, but that drop hit there, and now with that which is affecting over here is a niskel or a mamash a niskel, just float over, etc. Look where it hits, it can mafan of liya, mavashal, etc. After it's going to a havlo.
The Shach agrees that in that case it might be going to a havlo, right? In the case of the water that.
No, in other words, but according to the Shach, where Moshe ben Masber, he says Sadi Bei Zayin is a case of Lo Nifsek HaKiluach. So it's Mavashal, it's Mavashal of Liyakachas, it's Mavashal, does everything over there.
He's got the same subject that he has in Tanieh. He's Mavashal in
Tanieh. By, that's when it's Tukalim, though. So that he's going to be Mavashal, that's only when it has... Right. That's where Moshe is learning the Shach.
Does he have to be sitting up for his mahalach? For his mahalach to understand the Shach and understand the Shach and
Yitzchak,
does he have to
do that?
Or
but he says, I'm looking from the Shach and Simza Machez.
There was the Shach and Yitzchak,
but. The Shach called the case of the Tana Gerlis a Nifsek HaKiluach and Tzadi Beis, it's Lord Nifsek HaKiluach. What's the difference?
So the difference is the thought that he said about whether you're staffing into something or you're not.
Right. So, but now it's Lord Nifsek HaKiluach, it's an Yitzirik Rishon.
It's a what? It's
Yitzirik Rishon, according to the Shach. Which is Mafim of Leah.
Why in Svar, could he not agree in Svar to the Kavis Asa that it doesn't have the regular Kayaf of Yura because it's a step down, because it's training and it got cooled up?
He has no. Russia has no reason to do that.
Isn't just Svar compelling, the Kavis Asa Svar compelling to say that that's not the same Kayaf as regular Yura?
I don't know. I mean, the paragraph I skipped, after the Fizeh, was shocked. She thought in circle, the third of the time, Chabaz Das. In other words, he's saying, there are more. I still have to say what I was saying before, but in the Shach himself, I don't have to say that. I don't need the Chabaz Das. Yeah.
Which case is that? The opposite of that. Which case is that?
The Chabad Das explained the chiluk between Tzadi Beis and Tzadi
Yeh. Yeah, you don't need the chiluk. You're saying that means that it has a regular
Kaya Fishal. Right. The Kron Shach, I don't have to say that at all. I'm saying in Tzadi Beis it's called Lo Nifsek HaKiluach. I'm saying in Tzadi Yeh it's called Nifsek HaKiluach. Why that's so, we have to figure out. But that was a Moshe Lachesh. So the chiluk is Pashat now. I don't think any. I don't think the Chabad Das is relevant. In both cases of Lo Nifsek HaKiluach, and over here it's you know, over there I'm saying it's. Oh, some of you are saying it's mutter. Some of you are saying it has two pulas. There's only one pula, right? And it can't do two pulas at that point. And the eyes of Vashul and the muck where it has cry for two pulas, right? Etc. 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 But according to the Shach, the Shach is describing the case of a Nizkol as a Lo Nifsek HaKiluach. So then it's here for the Rishon. That's in Tzadi Beis. In some case, something not like that. This is a chiluk. Okay. So then I'll just project it forward. So just to anticipate where he's going to go with this. So what's my issue? I'm washing my fleishik kli in the sink. And the Irik Kli Rishon is coming out, Tzatzal Edesbo. I'm wearing gloves, so I have the temperature very high, Tzatzal Edesbo. And it's hitting the sink, and it's hitting my Kli, right? So what am I worried about? I'm worried about that it's gonna take a time out of the sink and put it to my Kli. So where he's setting up, according to the Ramah, the spot where it hits the sink is not the spot where it hits the cleat. So even if it could take a time out of the sink, there's no, I'm not, that much seichel I have, let's, we hope for argument's sake, that I'm not going to be washing my fleshy cleat in my sink while I have a piece of cheese sitting there. Right? We would like him to have that much seichel, right? So the elamai, what the issue of the chashash is, in a case of where it's noki, right? That there's ban. Which was there's a bliya, not a ban. There was a bliya, there was ban before, and that was nivla, right? So now my Irik Kli Rishon is going to hit that spot, pull a tam out of it, and put it to the kli. So according to Ramah, that's not a problem, because each spot, each spot is its own makom, and it can be mafmafli in that spot, but it can't. By the time it gets to the plate, it doesn't have the courage to do anything, even to be mafliya. Okay, what about according to the shach? According to the cheshbon, according to the shach. The way he says according to the shach is when it hits both of them, but basachas, that's all one. That's all one makom of. It can be mafled from one side and moved to the other side. Right? So in that scenario, theoretically so what'll happen is there's a milk of katam in the sink. Right? So if it hits that exact spot, because if it hits that spot and it has to do an act of taking it out, that's already an ischol, right? So he's saying, so what's the case that it hit the spot where was the bliya, and it took the bliya out, and that has to, and now it has to be a bliya into the kli. So according to the way the shach, he's learning the shach, it could do that, right? But that's the shach. Now he says, now the shach starts being misupik about that at the end of tikkat and kaf, right?
Mikliel kli.
What?
Mikliel kli.
They clear
clean. It's only a shallow if you're just straight. Because if it's naki,
if you're naki, it's not fine. Unless you're the shame naki, and the shots of that is not even a stop.
If it's possible, the problem is if it's treif, correct? Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Visa yesh tefarish tam sveik as a shach with simin tadi hesiv kotnchov. Besides the kli iser naki, after the filum of ashol, the ashol galahai sheiflet min a kli, we have liyah the kli. Okay. So I'm telling you, it can be mafel from liyah, and it's hitting both of us achas. It can be mafel from liyah, and it's not a case of not burn out because it's a case of a kli iser. So, what's the shaila? From the time she married to the Ramah, the Makamah Mamish Shani Mikol Shatach Kiluach. So we said, according to the Ramah, we look at each spot being independent. Okay. Achloik Ramah, Shigamanin Hashuman, Tanidbek, a server Shanim of Liam, Mishum, Shigamze, Shimacham, and Mishuman, a son who Oida is a seer. Right? So the Ramah said, heating up the Shuman and putting it is also to a seer. So Shach said, that I don't agree with. That's called one Maisa. So that, even if it's just a karech b'im avli, it's going to be a problem. But I'm asking that from a kli to a kli, you need two pulas. And maybe the shach is saying, maybe the Ramah is right, that I should look at that each spot as being independent. That's his sofik. Dumishum the servant shagam, enum avashal, elab and makarmoi. Hello. B'chol ha-shetach. So the kibush hashach service of mavashu b'kol hashetach, mavashu kulo b'yochol gam lavliya b'kol hashetach, shachkimu hu etzem bishul. Aben nokish hazarach lasis plita, shu be'etzem inyan acher mi bishul, rashi kaycha bishul oisa gam plita. Okay. Skip the parentheses. The chaim estabek ulai bishul kazeh emar kaych lahaflit shal plita tzarek bishul yoyser gadol shu rak b'mokam and giyam amish. So the same way in the Ramah, I'm going to have too much regas. I want the shalos mesubik that this idea should be a maflit and then be a mavliya. So the mokam where it hits takad as that koyach. But I'm asking the gabi abeen. It should be mavliya. The whole shetach is one ma'aser bishul. It's mavliya, fine. The gabi, this new kayach of being maflit, and then maybe it's only makom where it hits, not elsewhere. Yo Ramah, but Rav Yehuda Noki, lo yibishnoki, zay yibisarvik Ramah. He says, don't tell me good reasons because kalim rakoshim, because the shah said that's not a good teretz. Okay. He says, "Well, Tzarek Lomish Shekona Sasekel Kabayarti." This is new idea that Plita for who Adin shall Plita midaber Rach, or via midaber Rach, b'makom acher, ma'isa sheta shall kiluach. Not my topic. Okay. Now, Kesra, I'm washing, so I wash Milchuk's there. And Ben Yarmoy, and there was a Bali of Milchuk's. So now the sink is the equivalent of the case of the Shach of the Naki. And now I bring in my dirty fleshiga plate. So the Shach came out at the end, and that scenario, where so there's no sort of napper, not in that situation. So, because it'll take the tom out of the sink, which is milk, put it into the basur, which is, that's going into an oichel, so it's not called napar not. It's going directly from the tom rishon milk, which is in the sink, will go into my basur. What the status should be. So he says, "Yeshach Rishteim, but Malkim Shein Hefsid, Meruba Ki Nirish Ki Mavashel Chasher Bishul Malmish and Sui Problem." So Lachara, that scenario will create a problem for our sinks. Okay. So he wants to say a chiddush to answer Kregor's kasha. I'm not sure we'll get you. It's at the end of Spun of Gimel. Okay. Nimsa, on of Dal. The Masha Biyartish Lerbo Af im Munach Shuman Shal Isser Tzainen Al Kli. Like Yiluach Shal Heter Lohoya Al Shuman Ela Minat Sad. Lo Yosser Kli Af Shu Al Isser Kli. So if it hits indirectly, so according to the Ramah, that's clear in the Ramah, it has to do with the pool of heating it up. So the spot where it hits, it can maflam of Leah, but it doesn't help you. It didn't hit that spot. It hit next to it. It has to do two pools. It can't do two pools. Okay. The Ramah holds that even when there's one big splash hitting, even that scenario, we look at each drop is independent. Okay, according to the Shach is saying that since you're asking it to do two pulas of being mafut, and then that he called that, that's called the psikah kiluach according to the Shach in Samaches.
So Samaches is when it's done differently after. Does that make a difference? Or is
No, it wouldn't make a difference.
You only would ask for part of the time,
I don't know. Even if they kill him, I'll kill you. I'll hurl the kiluach. If she's shom be'en, if iser lo yoser kliya sheni.
That case was requiring
water.
Which case, Sadi Beis?
Yeah, Sadi Beis. The shack, that case would have been Mayan, wouldn't have been Kalas.
Well, no, because if it's Mayim, it's going to have to do a pula to get a tam. And that once it does a pula, so it doesn't. If it does a pula and then it goes to other place, it's a new place. It's called a kiluach. That's why he says, by the case of dam and girlis, it has to pull out the dam and then put it into the kli. It doesn't do that. Or pull out the tam of the tam and girlis and put it into the kli. It doesn't do that. I don't understand the physics, but that's what he's saying. That the case in Samaches, where it hits the Hanagos and then it goes into the Kli, it's not a problem. Because you're not pouring this, you're pouring water. Water should take the time out of the Hanagos and put it into the Kli, then it doesn't. Because that's called Mifsech HaKiluach, according to him.
But this case is not a case.
But he said in Sadi Beis, not called Mifsech
HaKiluach. So in Sadi Beis, it's not Mifsech HaKiluach.
But not Mifsech HaKiluach, but I'm telling you the reason is because it has to do only has to do one pula. So if you be water would have to go down to the ground, take a time, move it somewhere. That's how the girl is. You're asking me what it would be. If the case of Sadi Beis would be the case of Samaches, it would be Samaches. Have a dinner Samaches.
Samaches was two of
why?
Whether it's Nisakula and one is whether you need to do two. So it's not the same thing.
One's because of the other.
No, I'm saying that the reason why the case is physically both went here and moved to there. There's no difference in the Mitzvah as we're seeing them. He's called this case Nifsak and the case not Nifsak. So the difference is because when it has to do a pu'ula and then move it, that's called Nifsak. When it does, it's not called Nifsak. So you can't ask me what it would be water. That would be called Nifsak. Yes, that's what you said before, yes. Ah, now you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What? That's what I was saying. What's the two cases?
I thought that the definition of the Nifsak didn't have to do with
two. Yeah, I'm an Amoritz Gomer. All I'm saying two cases which look exactly the same to me. It's going over the pad, going like this, boom. It's going out the tongue, going like this, boom. Over here, he says, nah, mutter. Over there, he says, yeah, usher. What? This is Nifsak, not Nifsak. That's the words he says. So, I don't see the difference physically between the two cases. So the only difference over here, it has to do a pool of taking it out and then moving it. That's called Nifsak. Over there, it doesn't have to do that. It's just this milk rolling along and doing its own thing. Okay, that's all the chilik I have. Right? That's how we seem to be looking at it. You know, you want to give me a different chilik? I'm happy. I'm open to hear another chilik. Okay, so you can't ask me what would be in Sadi Beis. It would be Samaches, because then it would have been Samaches. Right. Okay. Okay, so he has on record that we have two arguments between the Shach and the Ram and the Ramah, right? So the Chiddush of the Chavos Das that it can be Mavliya, even the place where Kepi Mavliya, the Shach doesn't have to agree with. So the Shach is the Kula and the Chavos Das is and the Remora of the Chumra. But the way he's understanding it, when you have this big flow, according to the Shach, it's all one Malkum, and according to the Remora, each spot is separately. Over there, the Remora is the Kula and the Shach is the Chumra. Right? So the Chavos Das is Svara in the Ramah that when it hits here and it goes, it's not the Karech of Havla. So if I pour onto a case of where it's a Kli, of Isser, so that's going to be a problem. Whereas according to the Shach, that's not true, because once whatever flows is called Nifsach HaKiluach afterwards, and it does nothing at all. But that which, in the case where it hits the whole Shetach, according to the Moa, this side is over here, it's Mutter. No, I'll be Machro, like the Shach, the Chumra, I'll be Machro, both Sadam, the Chumra. Okay. Nibs Shasink. Avim Hoya Sham Dover Be'en. Mecholov. Omi Bosser. Eno Nesser. Okay. So let's look at our sink. So you have a piece of meat there, a little piece of meat over there. So you used it earlier in the day for milchix. And there was a band of milchix there, but that's gone. So you just have belias of milchix in the sink. Dima kiluach loy holak ala be'en ala min atzad loy neser afshe kiluach nisko gam ala be'en. So, according to Ramor, that's a case of the kayak of Bishol doesn't exist over there. So it just has to take it hit the spot over there, and that which is nisqal afterwards, all it could do is be mavliya. Well, by the time it's mavliya, it's an opera not. Okay. According to the Shach, it's called Nifsach HaKiluach. Can't do anything. Not even be Mavliyah. Barakim HaKiluach Holach Mamesh Ala Be'en Nesar. So if there's a piece of Be'en sitting on the sink, it would answer that spot. He hit it directly. Barak Oysim Mokim K'nei Klipa B'Bashar HaSink Lo Nesar Klo. Okay, but like this, we're being machmer both the Shach and the Ramah together. Okay, so according to the Shach, that spot where it hits, it was according to the Ramah, that spot where it hits, it's Maflin Mavliya, and where it goes right there, it's Mavliya. Okay? So it's Maflin Mavliya, the time goes from the sink, flesh directly into milk, time directly into your flesh. That's a problem. And then it takes that time, it's Mavliya, wherever the water goes afterwards. According to the Shach, that case is mutter, because wherever it goes afterwards, it can't be Mavliya at all, according to the Shach, where he's understanding the Shach. We're not doing the Chav is Das at all. So where it hits, it has this kayak. Everywhere else it goes, it's called Nifsach HaKiluach. Okay? So, on the other hand, the Ramah said even when it's Be'en, it doesn't go off. He said that even in the case where you pour it on the Be'en, he said that case is mutter. Because you look at each drop as being independent. So the drop which hits the Be'en of the fleshings, then by the time it gets to go into the sink, or vice versa, it hits the sink, goes into it, it's already not pronounced the Torah. So, according to the Ramah, the Chitah, so it's a mutter. According to the Shach, the Chitah, so it's a mutter. If I take the chumras of the Rashach and the chumras of the Ramah, it's awesome. Okay, so that should be maybe true. The Bein Ramah, Bein Rashach, mutter. The Ramah, Av Shemach, Shiv Zed, Leloi, Nifsach, HaKiluach, mutter, Mishum, Neinu, Mavashol, Ben Yochel, Lasa, Shnei, Devorim, Lechamim, Alichu, Kolav, Lioi. The Shach, Av, Beloi, Nifsach, HaKiluach, Hu, Mavashol, he holds Nifsach HaKiluach. Shafis Rechaim in the Yochel of Liyoy. Mechomach Ma'achah, Shano Toibsim Shtei Ashtitus Duchomra. Yisro Gamba said, "Tchumas Ramosh Nefshim Lo Nisach Kilo Achumas Hashach Shabbat Shom Yochel Lekam Levi." Okay. Okay, so the Chur, that's theoretically Shayev. He says, so he builds that this is not very clear that this would be true. Okay. Each time it hits, only it's one spot. So, the only case would be a problem if you had an ivory directly on the piece of kolov into the spot. The Tomei Sleis, you had an ivory of buzzard on this spot. So that now you've created that spot is going to be problematic, and it's going to answer the lichluch, which is there, and then the lichluch is going to be like Kiryagir said, is going to go into the kli. The shas will go into the kli. But the ma'aseh, that's not mistaber. Rav Beli Nefesh ain mokum lochush misada kelim atzam and akiyim. Am misada be'en dal kelim shalhoy al sik mamish. Even if that happens, like we're saying, I have an argument, really makes it seem mutter. Because, well, he said before that maybe the lochus is like the Ramah, and right. And now, so I mean, Sadat Dinan, I'm not really choishish that maybe I hit that spot. Maybe that spot existed and I hit it, because the Rav tells me that's not true. He says, okay, so even if I remember to be cooking something, putting the cleat directly on the spot, on the bottom of the sink, chances are, it'd be quicker than I'm allowed to be making. But I have an eight, so put it on a rack. So we hit on a rack, for sure you're going to have this a kiluach. According to the Shach, it's called this a kiluach. According to the Ramah, you don't need this a kiluach. It's mutter anyway. So like everybody, it should be fine. So you have it. Maybe there was a problem, which even with BBN, it would be mutter. So Kabbal Karma, when we're just dealing with a selfic belief. So bottom, it hits the bottom of the sink, he says for sure it's mutter, fine. So fine. So that's the bottom. I ran through the end of this. I apologize. I just wanted to finish it before Rosh Hashanah, because I didn't want to leave this hanging until next week, Wednesday. If you got all of it, great. If you didn't, so you have homework. That's what Rosh Hashanah was great.